Kinky. In bed, you grabbed a handful of my hair, said it's beautiful, reminds me of the black girls I used to date in high school. It was raining that night, 120% humidity, and while I answered sarcastically, I'm glad I could provide you with a moment of ethnic nostalgia. Who wouldn't want a little of 16 back? The octane of palpable heartbeat, when in like was a state as real as New York, when just nearness to the opposite sex was epileptic, in darkened rec rooms and childhood bedrooms, parks and parked cars. For me it's Dracar Noir, cologne of choice boys bathed in before house parties, left trailing invisible waves down beige tile hallways. I still have a magazine sample of Calvin Klein's Eternity, sandwiched in an old journal. I peel it open and suddenly I'm scrawling permanent bathroom graffiti, driving barefoot in the summer, fitting into skin-tight jeans again and humming like a strummed guitar to New Order's bizarre love triangle. If my hair, the mess that broke school photographers' combs, the untamable mane that held number 2 test pencils in its curls and got me in more slut trouble than my mother's imagination could conjure, even with her devout leftover 70s Semitic afro, if my hair brings you back to wherever there is, trembling in the graceful brown arms of some girl, 16, cocky and fragile, and scented like an entire family of Jersey mafioso, then praise the magnificent Jufro, the unruly Hebrew. I've spent hours ironing out the kinks, but maybe it's time to roll au naturel and thank its tangled ways to youth, the body's new knotted desire, its slow unraveling at the root in corkscrew tongues. Amen.